Now, we've been hearing for some time about the huge problems within the hospitality sector. There are not enough people to fill the vacancies. Well, Munster Technological University, Tralee, is calling on the industry here in Kerry to get involved and to embrace the opportunities for recruitment, training, retention and upskilling that they have available. They have Springboard Plus and apprenticeship courses available and are looking for businesses in Kerry to get involved and to take on students on placement, or indeed if they have people working with them, to put them forward for upskilling. Well, here to tell us more about this is TJ O'Connor, Senior Lecturer in Culinary Arts at MTU Kerry. TJ, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks a million, Mary, for the opportunity to speak to you this evening. Really appreciate it.
So look, we're hearing the whole time about hospitality, huge issues with recruitment, you know, businesses curtailing services, having shorter working hours or fewer opening days. And I suppose a lot of people were lost from the industry because of COVID, but I suppose there are a lot of people that would have traditionally come from abroad to work in our industry as well here, and they haven't been coming. So I suppose there are a lot of holes to plug in the hospitality industry, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. This was something that you could see happening even prior to COVID, that there was less people probably training to go into the industry. But then it was compounded by COVID. The hospitality industry was, you know, one of the first industries that was affected because of the non-travel, etc. Not only do we have less people potentially going into it, but we also have people who have left it throughout COVID for various reasons, you know, and gone into work in other sectors. A knock-on effect from that is there's never been a more opportune time for people who are in it to, you know, maybe upskill and to look for progression opportunities, and indeed for people who find themselves maybe currently unemployed or looking for career change. There's never been a better time for opportunity within, you know, food businesses and the hospitality industry in general. And that's not just in Ireland, it's worldwide.
And Munster Technological University has a range of opportunities to try and plug this hole. There's training and there's upskilling for hospitality.
We've got many different opportunities, and I suppose one of the key things is that a lot of people now would find it very hard to release people because, you know, they don't have an excessive amount of people working already in the industry. So what we have is a variety of different opportunities through Springboard and also through apprenticeship forms and also through the training management development program that we also have, which is based on Bakery. So the whole lot of them really are based on people working in industry, applying the skills and applying the knowledge and the competencies that they gain from the college experience. There's many, many different opportunities. But two of the key ones maybe to talk about first is through Springboard. We've got a certificate in culinary skills, which is a one-year program. It's 2 days a week for the 24 weeks of the college year. For successful applicants on that, they will be provided with knives, uniforms, shoes. There's very little additional cost to the individual on that. The difference this year is with Springboard, is Springboard has committed to the funding of these programs for a three-year period. Normally, you get it year on year. So for people who did the certificate in culinary skills last year or that already hold a level 6 qualification, there's also an opportunity for the higher certificate in culinary arts, which is an add-on to the certificate in culinary skills, and a person can finish with the higher certificate then in culinary arts. One of the key things that I'm really delighted to have the opportunity to speak to you about this evening, Mary, is that I want to reach out to businesses, because I would think that there is individuals out there, but these programs can't work without businesses embracing them. And that means rather than us as a university advertising the training opportunities, that is something we will do, but we want businesses to individually maybe highlight these opportunities and to use them as a recruitment tool. So you can tell somebody that this is an opportunity that's available at MTU Kerry Campus and at MTU Cork Campus. An integral part of these programs is work-based learning or work placement. We need businesses to put their hands up and say that they would be willing to provide this work placement.
Yeah, I was going to ask about how it works there. So a business could come forward to yourselves at MTU and say, look, I'd be willing to take people who would be doing these courses on a kind of a work placement. Or can they also come forward and say, look, I have some members of staff that would like to undertake these courses?
Absolutely. It works both ways. The certificate in culinary skills, the higher certificate in culinary arts. So it when we say that, basically our tagline is recruitment, training, retention and upskilling. The one that I was talking about there is really what we're reaching out to food business and hospitality businesses is to actually, you know, through their social media outlets, is to use it as a recruitment tool. You can be working or you can be unemployed to avail of these programs. So if somebody comes to a business or comes to us and applies and they're unemployed, well, then they need a business to do their 400 hours work placement, which is an integral part of the program. So that business would be taking them on, and because they were previously unemployed, they would be unpaid for that 400 hours because they would still be in receipt of their unemployment benefit. That's one scenario. And then I suppose the promise of this at the end then is you've got a business that has somebody that they've been able to work with and to mentor and to nurture for 400 hours. The great outcome of this, or the really thing that will make it a springboard, is that they will actually give them potentially full-time employment if both parties have been happy with the whole thing. But if you already have somebody that you want to upskill, for example, that you've got someone who's an excellent kitchen porter or doing basic food prep, and you want to get them prepared for the next season and you want to give them a formal qualification, a business can also put somebody forward. But it is the individual that actually applies, but they carry out their work experience in a place that they're already working or a place that has put up their hand to say, I would love to take on somebody for the work placement on these specific programs.
Do you have to have any kind of a background in food, in catering or anything like that? Or can you be coming from a completely different area?
We don't assume anything, so we won't assume anybody has ever held a knife before, has peeled or chopped an onion, or has made a sauce, or has made a soup. So, I mean, it's no disadvantage if you come with experience, but it's not a hindrance either. What people really need to have is a kind of a desire and a passion for food and enjoy it, you know.
Looking at that one, that initial certificate in culinary skills, what are the kind of areas that you would be covering in it? What kind of skills would you be learning?
Yeah, I mean, everything really, from knife skills, food safety, how to make basic sauces, soups, vegetable dishes. There would be butchery skills in there. There would be working with fish. We actually have a health and well-being module. So we have to think about, you know, the sustainability of people in the industry, employees thinking about their own health and about their own well-being, and I suppose industry embracing that as well. One of the key things that I think with the hospitality industry, I guess, is it's the opportunities that it kind of gives you, you know, the opportunities for employment, the travel, progression opportunities in education, as well as from a work perspective, the cultural experiences that it gives you, the fact that the industry is so diverse. So this isn't always just getting somebody ready to work in a restaurant or a hotel. This could also be a food retail outlet, petrol forecourt, delicatessen. There are so many different opportunities. A lot of people see it as a transitional industry, and it's the transferable skills that stay with you forever that you get from this that can be used in many different diverse careers and professions afterwards as well. But I suppose the key thing for us is that we want to keep people in the hospitality industry and realise the opportunity and the positivity that is there. I suppose constantly, Mary, we're hearing bad stories. But for every one bad story, I could probably tell you 10 good ones. But good news doesn't sell, unfortunately. So you're going to hear the ones that are low pay, long working hours. And in fairness, you can't hide away from that. Because does that exist? Of course it does, but not in the main. And I think people tend to listen to that. And another thing that maybe as well is they seem to think about the hospitality industry as that part-time job that they had. But if you actually get these industry-relevant qualifications that range from level 6 right up as far as master's level, you look at the industry with different eyes.
And yeah. TJ, you offer chef apprenticeships there in the college as well, the Bachelor of Arts in Culinary Arts. Chefing, that's something we're hearing about for a long time, well pre-COVID, about the huge shortage of chefs.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have the springboard options, but then you have the generation apprenticeships as well. So the Bachelor of Arts in Culinary Arts, which is entitled the Chef de Partie Apprenticeship, that is a four-year program. You start again from scratch, but the promise is at the end of the program that you will have an industry relevant qualification, which would be an ordinary degree, and you would be full time employed for the 4 years for the duration of the program. And then on successful completion of that, you can move on and you can get an honours degree, which is entitled the National Sous Chef Apprenticeship. And again, I would reach out to businesses to actually become registered to be an establishment that can deliver on these apprenticeships. And then it's a mix of the apprentices attending college, maybe one day a week for the college year, but then obviously working the remainder of the days in industry. So again, it gives you the opportunity to offer somebody upskilling and also helps you to retain the person. But a lot of people look at apprenticeships and they're looking at people that they already have. I would suggest what they need to do is get registered and put up advertisements to say that I'm not looking for a qualified chef because they're impossible to get. But what I do want to look for is I want to look for somebody who's interested in becoming a qualified chef, and we as a business want to go on that journey with you. I did that for a couple of businesses. One of the businesses in Limerick came back to me, and previously they had put up an advert to get a chef and that didn't happen. And then they put up an advert to get an apprentice. After a 2 week period, they had to shortlist from six people who are interested in becoming an apprentice. But the key to that is the businesses need to get registered. If anybody wants to contact me, I can talk to them about that. And there's also somebody working for the Restaurant Association of Ireland, Conor O'Sullivan. He would also be willing to assist in any way.
So TJ, for anyone listening, be they someone who's running a hotel, restaurant, whatever it is that is interested in either the springboard or the chef apprenticeship courses, and you know, would like to take people on through that, or indeed if there's someone listening themselves who would like to take part in some of those courses, how can they apply? How can they get more information?
The springboard programs are on springboard.ie, but also you can contact our part-time study office at MTU Kerry, and the number is 066-71-91701, or email parttimekerry@mtu.ie, and you'll find all of that information as well through mtu.ie. For the apprenticeships, all the information is up on our website again, and you can contact tj.o'connor@mtu.ie, but you'll also find all my information on the website if you go in. All of these are to start in September. I know that it's a very busy time for businesses at the moment, but at the end of the day, the recruitment issue that we currently have isn't going to go away, so this is certainly a way of bridging that gap and using the opportunity that we've got through Springboard for fully funded programs. So there's no cost to the business ultimately, except for their time and commitment to mentoring and nurturing people who are interested in developing a career in this sector. I suppose we do have the TMDP program as well, which is the Trainee Management Development Program. So if there's people who are currently out there who are interested in becoming a trainee manager, again, it might be somebody who's working in the industry, the same model as with the apprenticeship, and that starts in January. So there is more time on that, and the contact details for that are there as well.
Well, look, TJ, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me.
Mary, thank you very much for this opportunity, and I hope us working together with industry that we can get closer to bridging and plugging the gap that we talked about earlier. Thank you.
TJ O'Connor, there is Senior Lecturer in Culinary Arts at MTU Kerry.